At the end of a year, film critics start putting out top 10 lists, or top 20, or whatever. They're fun to do. Going over all the movies you saw in a year and making a list of your favorites is fun. And for people really into films, they're fun to read as well. But it still gets taken the wrong way, especially since the lists are often framed as the best films of the year. Even a very busy movie reviewer can't see everything, so the claim that a list is made up of the best is pretentious. With all the award shows and publicity campaigns for certain films, people have used this notion of the best to spark competition. Who will win the award? Or, your best film is not the real best, mine is the best. And so on. Well, despite the buzz from fans and even many who write about films, a list is only a list of favorites. Competition is beside the point. The sole purpose is to acquaint the reader or listener with the author's favorite films of the year. Why? So we can learn about them, and if the description sounds interesting, find them and watch them. Period. Furthermore, rankings are kind of silly, even within a list. For subjective reasons, I might list a movie first, second, or third. But once again, this is not a contest. Anyway, I also need to mention that in my case, I'm not able to strictly follow the release dates of films in making a list. The opportunity to see recent movies, either in the theater or streaming, doesn't always lie within the official calendar year. So, if on my list you see something and think, wait a minute, that's from the year before, I don't care. So here are four favorite recent movies I saw last year. Later, on the KXCI page for Flicks, under Mini Programs, I will list 10 descriptions and 10 more titles for good measure. It was just an accident. The latest film from Iranian director Jafar Panahi is an amazingly deft and wise examination of revenge and responsibility, in which a man captures someone that he thinks tortured him in prison, but a glimmer of doubt makes him hesitate and find other people who had suffered in the same prison to confirm his identity before passing sentence. The complications that result are marvelously conveyed. Plus, Panahi slyly broaches the taboo subject of government torture in Iran. The Secret Agent is a new film by Brazilian writer and director Kleber Mendonça Filho. In a twisty narrative that mixes the real and surreal, a man fleeing an unspoken threat in 1977 Brazil hides out in a coastal city, unaware that two hitmen have been hired to kill him. I fell in love with this film's ambiguous style and imagery, its potent mix of desperate love and the menace of an oppressive society. Nickel Boys is the story of two young black men who forge a fierce bond with each other at a juvenile detention camp during the Jim Crow era. Ramel Ross has adapted a Colson Whitehead novel with a bold style that exclusively employs point-of-view shots. The result is incredibly poignant, a film of intense grief, love, and resistance. And finally, another Brazilian movie, I'm Still Here, directed by Walter Salles and starring the great Fernanda Torres, is a mother who must somehow hold her family together when her husband is arrested and then disappeared by the military dictatorship. Torres holds the movie together with a totally grounded performance of emotional honesty. 2025 was a disastrous year that happened to be full of great movies. Let's watch more together in 2026.